Hello and welcome to episode 240 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we wrap up Songhai Week, bringing it all together by looking at its salty end. The Sahara Desert is the salt of the earth. Literally.
Pause for laughter.
Besides being the largest sand desert in the world, it is also home to the largest single deposit of salt on the face of the planet. In many places in the ancient world, salt was made by trapping seawater in a pond or shallow waterway and evaporating it so that it left behind nothing but sheets of precious sodium chloride. Today, the Sahara isn't a coastal region, but it used to be. If you remember back to the first episode of Songhai Week on Monday about the formation of the Sahara, you'll recall that as the desert formed, water was quickly taken out of circulation by evaporation, but not replenished. And all this evaporation left behind huge deposits of salt. One ancient lake bed in Niger, for example, still contains between 1 and 6 tons of salt spread over its nearly 1,000 square mile surface. Salt was and continues to be a vital spice, and some historians have framed their histories of the world around its importance. You might just see a salt week coming up here in the next few months on the Daily Brainwave. Just saying. Anyway, because of its popularity and abundance, the Songhai Empire really made a lot of money off the salt trade. Under Askia the Great, the Songhai expanded and improved their territory, bringing more of the salt lands under their control. The empire seemed eternal. Unfortunately, some of the kings after Askia were less wise in their expansion, and they pushed the borders maybe a bit too far. And then other powers took notice. To the northwest of the Songhai lay the burgeoning Moroccan kingdom. The Moroccans had just successfully beaten back a Portuguese invasion of their territory, a great victory, but a costly one. The Moroccans were out of money, and to rub salt in the wound, the Songhai were really grating on their southern borders. A Moroccan army of 4,000 soldiers set off across the Sahara, defeating the already beleaguered Songhai army in the 1591 Battle of Tondibi, and marching on to Timbuktu and Gao, sacking the cities and destroying the Songhai hold on the region. The Songhai Empire was huge, though. Too huge for even an army of 4,000 to properly control. Almost immediately, cities and villages who had been granted pretty high degrees of autonomy under the Songhai Empire asserted their independence and broke off to do their own thing, or fight amongst each other over territory. And within a few years, the once mighty Songhai Empire had devolved into a handful of splinter kingdoms, largely drawn along old tribal lines. Thanks for tuning in to episode 240 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And that puts an end to the Songhai and Songhai Week here on the show. But don't worry, you can tune in on Monday for the start of Twistery Week 2, Electric Boogaloo, as we take a train ride through the fascist Italian countryside.